for calling the organization of Staten Island's Newsline for the week starting Monday, January 11th. The national news was again distracting last week. On the downside, the invasion of the Capitol building was alarming to the nation and scary to many. The upside of that scene was the near-universal reaction against it by all sides. Almost lost in that day's excitement was the winning of control of the Senate by the Democratic Party. The immediate reason why that matters at present is that New York City needs a lot of financial help due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Our city was facing serious layoffs without such aid, and now, maybe, or perhaps not. Locally, we did get some good news from the city. Personnel Services Bulletin number 600-4 lays out the rules for time off to get the COVID-19 vaccine. Members are allowed, once the vaccine is available, to take off 2 hours from work to get the shot. There'll be no charge to leave for the time off the job, although members should notify the supervisors in advance and obtain documentation from the provider as to time and date the shot was administered. Only a small number of our members are now being offered the vaccine, but this will increase in the weeks to come. The 2 hours off will apply for each of the two recommended shots. Moreover, the city is so anxious to encourage us to get the vaccine that the PSB specifies that once a member has submitted proof of both shots being taken, the member is to receive 3 hours of compensatory time credit as a reward. If a member gets the shots outside of work hours, there'll be no need for the time off, but the city will still grant the 3 hours of compensatory time once documentation of the shots is provided. OSA does represent a small number of workers currently being offered the vaccine, but that number is expected to grow quickly. Also, a number of our members have volunteered for a temporary change of work assignment to assist in the giving of these shots. This is all good. The sooner we can put COVID-19 behind us, the sooner we can try to get back to our regular lives. So, listeners, this week, thank you for calling, and call again next week.